Well, the real difference is a commitment on the part of the authors to provide a path to citizenship for these 11 million undocumented workers. Now, it's a long path. It's a difficult path. It's an expensive path. Folks who have a criminal history will not be able to make their way through. But this is a group, a bipartisan group, that is sort of defying the hardline conservatives who say any deal, any path to citizenship, no matter how difficult, is amnesty and rewarding lawbreakers. And that's the difference. The Republicans, led by Senator Rubio of Florida, are willing to say that, look, the current system is broken. We've got to fix it, and we've got to have that dimension in it. But it's a difficult compromise to get through the Congress. But what's motivating this more than anything is the understanding on the part of at least some Republicans, like Senator Rubio, that not only is the current system broken, but the current political system is untenable for Republicans. And if they do not appeal to the rising tide of Hispanic and Asian votes in this country by being right on immigration, they're going to be a permanent minority party. And that's at the heart of what's changing the landscape here.
Of course, the other big issue for the week is gun control. What are your predictions on this one for the week?
Well, there also is a growing spirit of bipartisanship, but a lot less powerful. Immigration, a whole group of Republicans can see that their future depends on being right on immigration. Gun control is a little different. The NRA still remains very powerful and very dominant. But there's a change there, too, and the change comes mainly from Newtown. And not just the tragedy, but the continuing involvement of the Newtown parents who continue to talk about the impact of that tragedy on their families and the loss of their kids. And for years, the NRA argument that won the day was America is safer with more guns. And what the Newtown parents are saying, America is safer with fewer guns. And the argument is more equal today. It's not dominated completely by the NRA. And therefore, there are flickers of bipartisanship here, particularly on extending background checks. There won't be major changes in the gun laws, but there could be small changes on background checks. And the real difference is the fallout from Newtown.
Real quickly, before we run out of time, I can't help but notice you use the word bipartisan on both of these hot issues. Are you optimistic that something can actually get accomplished this year in Congress on both of these?
I am optimistic in the U.S. Senate, but the House of Representatives is very different. It's dominated by Republicans. It's dominated by very conservative Republicans. A lot of the senators like Rubio or McCain of Arizona or Graham of South Carolina, who are part of bipartisan negotiations, are more flexible and they're more pragmatic. Many of the Republicans in the House of Representatives have no fear whatsoever of being held accountable by the public because they represent very conservative districts that have been drawn specifically to protect them. And so the dynamic in the House is very different, you're going to have a much more difficult time passing either of these bills through the House on a bipartisan basis. It's going to be the spirit of the Senate could die in the House of Representatives.